This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah wahdah, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah, ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu, wa la ummata ba'da ummatihi, wa la kitaba ba'da kitabih, wa la shari'ata ba'da shari'atih. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, today is the first Jumu'ah after Ramadan al-Mubarak. And there is no doubt that in Ramadan there was a spiritual energy, there was a spiritual environment that can never be regained after Ramadan. Actually, you can actually feel the environment. It's absolutely palpable here today compared to the environment that was in Ramadan. We can actually feel that that environment that was in Ramadan is not there today. And while we might say that and it's a reality, we still have to continue to comply with the commands of Allah in all walks of life. In Islam, there is no dichotomy between the spiritual and the mundane, between the dunya and the akhirat. And this is all one. You know, deen is deen, religion is religion. In Islam, even dunya and world becomes deen with the correct intention and with the correct method. Islam may Akhirat or Ruhaniyat or Dunyawi or Ukhrawi Dunya mein koi farak nahi. We find today in this world many a times it happens like this, that those who are in the world, when they are engrossed in this material world, they forget religion. Religion plays no part in their life. And those who many a times are in religion, not always, in the true sense of the word, it's not supposed to be like that, but many a times those who are in religion, they forget their worldly responsibility. Bahut martaba aisa hi hota hai aaj ki masnoi duniya mein, jin logo ke paas dunyavi cheez hai wo deen se dur, aur jin do dindar kehlate hai wo basa auqat apne dunyavi zimmedari ko bulaye behtar hai, wo jo hai usse faramosh aur dur rehte hain, apne zimmedariyon ko wo pura nahi karte. Now, we find that even in the previous world, people had created this dichotomy. This was the world, this was deen. Right? Mark Twain had said, East is East, West is West, and the twain shall never meet. In the ancient world, and maybe perhaps in pockets of the modern world, you found that many a times people felt the only way to come closer towards Almighty Allah is to stay away from this world. Many a times people had this. The only way to stay away from or to come close to Allah is to stay away from the material world. You find in Christianity the monasticism. And then you find amongst Hindu monks and Buddhist monks who stayed away from all aspects of dunya. You know, bahut se logon ne yehi kaha ki jo hai na Allah Taala se qareeb ho hi nahi sakta jab tak hum dunya se dur rahe. Now there is no joy left in life after that. What joy is there in life when a person stays away from the halal and legitimate pleasures of this world? Now therefore Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran has told us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tuharrimu tayyibati ma ahallallahu lakum. O believers, do not make haram the worldly pleasures, the tayyibat, the wonderful pleasures, the halal pleasures which Allah has made halal for you. Allah didn't say stay away from this worldly pleasures. Allah ne yehi kaha ke jo dunyavi cheez jo halal hai unse aap dur rahe. Nahi nahi, Allah ne kaha kyun usko haram karte ho? Why do you make it haram? Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu lima tuharrimu ma ahallallahu lak. Why do you make haram what Allah has made halal? So there are those people who felt the only way to come closer to Allah is to stay away from this material world. On the other hand, you found the other extreme. You find that which has been perhaps encapsulated and manifested by the Western civilization, who felt that the only thing you must do in this world today is that you must have dunya. Without dunya, there is no joy, there is no pleasure, there is no life, there is no ambition, there is no desire. They have said, the only thing is only dunya. In hiya illa hayatuna dunya namutu wa nahya wa ma nahnu bimabuthin. Says Allah in the Quran, their mindset is, we only have this dunya, we're going to live in it. There is no akhirat, there is no resurrection, there is no accountability. That is also something. The toll upon humanity by this is too manifest for us to describe. What has happened to this world? Everything is only dunya. What has happened is, we have taken away spirituality, we have taken away morality, we have taken away ethics. People make jokes with regard to it. Sometimes people say, you know, my wallet is like an onion. Every time I open it, I cry. There's no money in it. Sometimes the people say, you know, people tell me after I've done good to them, you have done so much good to us, we don't know how to repay you. As if they never heard about money. You know. So everyone, people only looks upon money as the only way for a person's success. People have made this into a situation. And we find this many a times in the way the Western civilization has put it. In Islam, we find that this is not the way. Islam has taught us the right balance. Islam had said, no. Material world is not everything. The material world is not everything. Allah Ta'ala warns us about being too engrossed in this material world. وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَحْوُ وَلَعِبُ. Allah Ta'ala says this material world is amusement and play. You know, in here, don't regard it as your actual, you know, your actual objective. In the 27th supara of the Holy Quran in Surah Hadid, most beautiful description of this material world. اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولح وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد. Three phases Allah makes mention. And listen to this, brothers. Allah says, know that this material world is entertainment and amusement. Ulama write in the tafsir of this, that this is the stage in our youth. ہم جوانی میں ہوتے ہیں تو بس کھیل کود. اعلموا انما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولح. We only worried about amusement, entertainment, playing games on the phone, smartphone all the time. Nowadays, elders also playing games on the smartphone. اعلموا انما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولح وزينة وتفاخر بينكم. Then comes a time, adornment, وزينة وتفاخر بينكم, and competing with one another with regard to your possessions. Now what happens? After you are middle age, after you get married, what happens? Now you're no more so much inclined towards amusement and play and games. Now in your middle age, what happens is you start taking pride in your possessions and your clothes and your car. Look at the people who are middle age, how they are competing with one another. You got this car, I got this car. You got a Merc, I got a BMW. I got a Porsche. So zinatu wa tafakhurun bainakum. Then comes a time, وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. Then comes a time, you take pride in the amount of wealth and children that you have. Now when you're old, what happens now? When you become old, this is now you are saying, جَوْمَرُوا پُوِيرُوا كِتْلُوْجَ. Look at my son, how he is. Look at my grandson. Now وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ. This is the reality of this world. اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُ وَلَحُ وَزِينَةُ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. This is the reality of a human being's life. The three phases. After that, what happened? You go into the qabr. But this, Allah Ta'ala warns us with regard to it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua, لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رحمتنا. Oh Allah, don't make this material world the be all and the end all of our life. لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا. Do not make it the be all and the end all. اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا. Do not make it the reason why we gain knowledge. Today, everyone by and large is gaining knowledge. How much money I'm going to make. My degree and my profession, how much I'm going to earn. I think it is a tragedy that we choose our professions on the basis of how much money you're going to make. Choose your profession because of your passion. You want to do something with your life. You want to serve people. You want to make a change in people's life, in your life. وَلَا مَبْلَغَ إِلْمِنَا وَلَا غَايَةَ رَغْبَتِنَا. Do not make this material world the end of all your desires. This is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's dua. Huh? Subhanallah. So this is the way we are. So Islam, on one hand, it did not say that you must make this material and everything. On the other hand, it did not say that forsake this material world. It did not say stay away from this material world. Islam has taught us, Islam does not approve of monasticism. Islam, rahbaniyat ke hami nahi. Islam didn't say that you must stay away from the legitimate pleasures of this material world. It does tell us, it does not tell us to permanently isolate ourselves from this material world, the pleasures, and from material and worldly responsibilities. It does tell us to take periodic breaks from the material world. Listen to what I'm saying. It does not tell you to stay away from the world. It does not tell you to stay away from worldly responsibilities. It tells you to take periodic breaks. Why you take that periodic breaks? I will come back to tell you why you take it. So now, for example, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْءٍ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. We take periodic breaks. Islam ne kaha hai ke waqtan fawaqtan apne duniya se morne ka sabak dena deta hai. Kyunki hamare asal imtihan ye nahi hai ke hum duniya se faramosh ho jaye aur duniya se dur rahe. Hamara asal imtihan ye hai ke duniya mein rehkar Allah ki ahkamat ka paaband hokar rehna hai. That is the reality. We must stay in this world and do Allah Ta'ala's command. It doesn't tell you stay away from this world and the worldly responsibilities. So for example, take a periodic break. Time of namaz come, you stay away. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu saw once he went into the marketplaces. The moment Zohar Azan came, people started going towards the masjid. He said, Subhanallah. This is about what Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran. Rijalul la tulhihim tijaratu wala bay'un an dhikrillahi wa iqamis salati wa ita'i zakah. These are the people who don't allow their material wealth, wala tijara. They don't allow their tijarat to divert them from remembering Allah and from performing salat. We take periodic breaks from our worldly things. We don't cut ourselves off. And then, of course, we find in Ramadan, that's what we did. In i'tikaf, for example, people who sat, they took a periodic break from their worldly responsibilities, from their worldly pleasures, to sit in the houses of Allah, to gain the pleasure of Almighty Allah, and they get the clear closeness to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we take periodic breaks to strengthen us. And this worldly responsibilities is part of our deen. Ye dunya ke jo zimmedari hai, wo deen ka ek hissa hai. What a beautiful example has been made mention in one of the incidents. Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was paired with Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So when they were paired together, in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made them brothers. So Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to the house of Abu Darda. When he came to the house, he was shocked. The house was untidy. It was not kept clean. Ummi Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this was before Parda. Parda ahkam came in the fifth year after Hijri. Hijra took place first, second year Hijri. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam paired the Muhajirin Ansar. So Ummi Darda in shabby clothes, absolutely shabby clothes, not worried about her appearance. Salman Farsi said, Ummi Darda, what is this? Why are you staying like this? Look at your house. Look at your appearance. She said, your brother Abu Darda has no desire of this world. Unko dunya se koi taluk nahi. Why must I dress myself up? Why must I look after the house? He has got absolutely no inclination to this world. So then at the time of eating came, she presented the food because now Salman Farsi is a visitor or he's part of the. He told, Salman Farsi told Abu Darda, let us eat. I got roza. So Salman Farsi said, I won't eat until you also eat. So Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu told him this. Abu Darda broke his roza and he ate with him. At the time of the after Isha, he said, allow me, I'm going to pray the whole night. Salman Farsi said, no, you can't pray. You sit here with me. And you sleep for a little while. And then you get up and then you're going to make your tahajjud and go make your ibadat. You know? And then he said, no, I want to pray. He said, no. You sit here till you sit with me. You rest a little while. You go and sit with your family. And then you pray tahajjud towards the latter portion of the night. Right? And then the next morning, both of them went to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Listen to this, brothers. Both of them went to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When they went to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard both of their views. Do you know? Now you and I would say that no, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would have given a decision in favor of Abu Darda, that he wanted to spend the entire night in Ibadat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave a decision in favor of Salman al-Farsi. And you know what he said? He said, oh Abu Darda, inna li dinika alayka haq, wa li malika alayka haq, wa li zawjika alayka haq. And oh Abu Darda, your deen has a right upon you. Your wife has a right upon you. Your wealth has a right upon you. Your dunya has a right upon you. This is what it is. You have to do. This is what Islam is all about. It's not sitting in one corner of the masjid and not going out and doing your dunyawi work. It is, yes. Now, maybe give you an example. Our ulama have written, there are two types of ibadat. Direct ibadat and indirect ibadat. Barahiras ek ibadat, aur ek jo ibadat banta hai, niyat ke saath aur sahi nahaj karne ke saath. One is a direct ibadat, which is like our namaz, zikr, our tilawat, etc. These are something that we know as direct ibadat. Right. Now, direct ibadat is, everyone knows it. It is something that we can understand it. Allah Ta'ala tells us, aqimus salah, establish your salah. There are so many rewards with regard to ibadat that I don't need to tell you, but everyone knows about it. Then you have indirect ibadat. Now, what is indirect ibadat? Understand this. Indirect ibadat is our mundane activities, what we will call worldly activities, which can become ibadat with correct intention, correct method of doing it. Barahiras wo ibadat nahi. Those things are not directly ibadat, but they become ibadat with the correct intention and the correct method of doing it. Right? Understand that. Like, for example, we are going for a job. We are going to open up our business. Now, why are you going to open up your business? Why are you going for a job? You can go for a job because I want money to keep up with the Joneses. I also want the luxury things of life. Other people got the luxury things of life. I see the disbelievers living. I also want to live in that particular way. And I want money to be able to enjoy myself. You feel that money will give you pleasure. Whether it will give you pleasure or not is a different matter. I'm just saying that how people think. That is one way. If you start doing your business and you do your halal risk because of that, there is no ibadat. There is no reward. But sometimes you say, no, I'm going to go and fulfill my worldly responsibilities. I'm going to open up my business. I'm going for a job because I have to fulfill responsibility of looking after my children and to looking after myself. And not making myself dependent upon other people. I'm doing it because it's a sunnah that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, "Talabul halali faridatun ba'dal faridah." To acquire halal risk is a religious obligation after namaz, after zakat, after Ramadan, and it is a religious obligation. And then when you do it, you do it correctly. You do it correctly. You do it according to the Sharia. You make your businesses according to Islam. You make your You're going in the path of risk, seeking risk, according to Islam, according to what the Quran has said, according to what the Sharia has said. That becomes deen. So you see now, there is direct ibadat, and there is indirect ibadat. Direct ibadat, our salat, zikr, tilawat, zakat, sawm, hajj. So for example. And indirect ibadat, not only I'm talking about seeking halal risk, sleeping. One is you sleep because I have to sleep. Everyone has to sleep. One is you sleep. I will gain strength when I will sleep according to the Sharia, according to the Sunnah. When I sleep, I will take Allah's name. When I get up, I will read Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'da ma matana. I will gain strength to be able to fulfill my commands to Allah Ta'ala, to be able to fulfill my responsibility towards my family. Now that sleeping becomes an ibadat. Our ulama, right? Just remember this. We gain strength from our direct ibadat. And then that strength we gain from our direct ibadat, we bring it into play into our indirect ibadat. That those mundane activities, we make it into deen. We make it with a correct intention and we make it according to the commands of Allah. So the strength we have gained in Ramadan through the means of our direct ibadat, now we use that spiritual strength to be able to make our dunya deen. That spiritual energy we gain from Ramadan, We utilize it to make our indirect, our mundane activities into deen. Woh ruhani taqat jo humne Ramzan mein hasil kiya hai, usko lekar ab dunya mein chala jao aur dunya ko deen banao. That is the reality. Let me give you two examples from the Quran. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. Two examples I will give you. One is that you in dunya, then you come to deen. No dichotomy between deen and dunya. Allah Ta'ala tells Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and by extension us, when you have fulfilled your responsibilities, although Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's responsibility were akhirat responsibility, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ, you have completed your responsibility, tire yourself, exert yourself, إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ, by devoting yourself to Allah. اپنے دنیاوی کام سے فارغ ہو کر اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف رجوع ہو جاؤ. When you have fulfilled your responsibility, now turn to Allah. When you have fulfilled your, now you have done your dunya, yes, now turn towards Allah. And the word used, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ, Fansab means tire yourself, exert yourself in remembering Allah. Now this is one side of the argument. Now look at the other side. I read this ayat in the beginning, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا. There was one sahabi, I think his name was Irbad bin Malik. After Jumu'ah, when he used to come out of the masjid after Jumu'ah, he used to say these words, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَجَبْتُ دَعْوَتَكَ وَسَلَّيْتَ فَرِيدَتُكَ and وَنَشَرْتُ كَمَا عَمَرْتَنِي فَرْزُقْنِي مِنْ فَضْلِكَ فَإِنَّكَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. What a beautiful dua. And what a beautiful harmony between the spiritual and mundane. Oh Allah, I have responded to your call. What was the call? فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ, for Allah Ta'ala says, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Oh believers, when you are called for Jummah, go and perform your salat. Right? Oh Allah, I have responded to your commands. I have performed Jumu'ah Salat. Right? Now remember that. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ, now oh Allah, I have فَسَلَّيْتَ فَرِيدَتَكَ, I have done my farida. And I am now going out into the world the way you commanded me to do so. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ, when you finish your salat, go into the world and seek risk. So oh Allah, I have fulfilled your farida to come to perform Jumu'ah. After Jumu'ah, I am going out now into the world the way you commanded me to earn halal risk. فَرَزُقْنِي فَإِنَّكَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. Oh Allah, grant me risk because you are the best who can grant risk. There is no other ism. There is no other ideology. There is no other religion that teaches us this harmony. That teaches us this most beautiful fusion between the spiritual and the mundane. Let me say that dua again, so that we can get the right balance. Allahumma inni qad ajabtu da'awataka. Oh Allah, we have responded to your call, that you told us to come for Jummah. Idha nudiya li salati mi yawmil jumu'ati fas'aw ila dhikrillah. We have done so. Wa sallayta faridataka. We have performed our Jummah. Wa nashartu kama amartani. After Jummah, you told us, fantashiru fil ard. Go into the earth and go and seek halal risk. Now we are going out into the earth seeking halal risk. فَرْزُقْنِي فَإِنَّكَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. Oh Allah, grant us halal risk because you are the best who grant us risk. May Allah give us this beautiful balance and keep us both towards the deen and doing dunya according to the commands of Allah. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.